Congressman, you had your first Open Gates Day earlier this month in Santa Rosa County. Your next one for Escambia is set for next month. What did you get from Santa Rosa, and what are you expecting going into the one in Escambia?
We got the reaction from constituents that was enthusiastic, both for and against kind of what's going on in Washington right now under President Trump's leadership. And I am so encouraged. Anytime a citizen is willing to take their time and come and share views about the environment, education, healthcare, military, veterans, and we got a little bit of all of it. And so I am going to keep hosting Open Gates Days in every corner of District 1 so that people can show up and share their encouragement or their ideas or even criticisms with their congressman. I think that's an essential element of service, is getting the eyeball to eyeball with constituents and getting their viewpoints.
On Thursday, the House gets to vote on the Obamacare replacement bill. Talk a little bit about the bill, what you see in it.
Well, Dave, the bill is getting better every hour. In the moments before I called you, I was on the phone with Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and I was stressing again that to make this legislation better, there need to be work requirements for able-bodied childless adults. There needs to be an end to Medicaid expansion. You know, some of those states have one in every three of their citizens on Medicaid. Florida has been more responsible. We're at one in every six. And we also need to make sure that we've got a tax credit system that really works for people and is going to create a competitive marketplace to drive down costs.
Now, understand you've also sent out a questionnaire on whether or not to abolish the U.S. Department of Education.
I'd like to get rid of every one of those employees and turn that office into a parking lot here in Washington. I mean, there are thousands of people who work at the Department of Education who don't see a single child, don't provide support to a teacher or an administrator. In large part, what those people do is they create more paperwork. They create more testing requirements. That puts downward pressure on states and school districts and ultimately teachers. I believe that education is a core function of the states, not the federal government.
But don't you think there should be some sort of national oversight of some form, so a kid who goes to school in Florida will meet the same standards as a kid that's in California, so the kid in Florida maybe can go to UCLA or Stanford?
What we already see is that states align their standards to admissions criteria at major universities, and major universities have normalized a lot of their admission standards and criteria. That has largely occurred without the federal government being involved.
There's talk now about another BRAC in the next couple of years. What are you hearing as a member of the House Armed Services Committee?
I expect a BRAC to occur during Donald Trump's presidency. The vice chairs of the Joint Chiefs of Staff recently made a presentation to the Armed Services Committee, which can be viewed on my YouTube channel at Congressman Matt Gaetz, where they indicated that a BRAC would help save money for the military and that they very much wanted a BRAC. I don't think that it's all that productive to wring our hands about, you know, the fears of BRAC. I think that we should be preparing right now to win BRAC and to attract mission to Northwest Florida and to have even more military activity contributing to our economy and to the nation's defense. So here's what we're doing. At Eglin Air Force Base, we're fighting for improvements to the Gulf testing range. A lot of the radar systems and equipment out in the Gulf range, those are from the 1970s. And if we can make an investment now, before BRAC, in the capabilities in Northwest Florida, then that functions as BRAC proof for the unique elements of our mission.
And finally, you're also pushing for the reopening of Navarre Pass. What are some of the advantages that would carry?
If the Navarre Pass were reopened, Santa Rosa County would be one of the richest counties in Florida. We would see almost immediately $1 billion in investment in and around South Santa Rosa County. That means more jobs, more economic diversity, and I think an improved quality of life as we expand our tax base and give our citizens in South Santa Rosa access to the Gulf of Mexico. And so we're working on legislation that would authorize the Navarre Pass, and then over time, we would have to develop joint ventures with our state and local governments on maintenance and funding to be able to ensure that that's completed and appropriately maintained. So it'll be a long journey. It's been a long journey for those fighting for the Navarre Pass, but it's something I really believe in as an innovative economic development strategy.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Dave.